the potential economic impact of growth implant in cattle. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. First of all, let me say that I am in no way affiliated with the Zoetis Animal Health Company or any other company, for that matter. But I do believe my job is to bring you information that relates to educating farmers and ranchers, whether they be crop or livestock producers, on improving their profits. I listened in on a recent discussion between Gary Sides, Ph.D., managing nutritionist with Zoetis, and Tom Short, Ph.D., associate director in outcomes research with Zoetis. They discussed the efficacy of growth implants in cattle, and presuming that they were accurate, a compelling argument can be made for incorporating growth implants into one's cattle operation.
If you look at efficacy of implants with a lower dose type implant, data would say that you have somewhere between 15 and 20 pounds, maybe up to 25 pounds of additional gain from that use of an implant versus a non-implanted animal. So if sale price is equal, you could have 15 pounds more calf to sell by the use of an implant versus the calves that aren't implanted. And let's just take 5-weight calves today at $1.60 to $1.70 a pound. You know what, that extra 15 pounds is worth somewhere between $25 and $30.
And that implant will cost about a dollar a head, right?
Correct.
So there's some information for you. Take it or leave it.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.